Hello, Contractor Fight World. This is Steve Schinholzer. This is my bi-monthly 20-minute podcast, and I got a pretty heavy topic today. It is business-related, but it's more life-related, so I hope you stay tuned. You've heard of the Big Rocks Theory, and the Big Rocks Theory states that if you had a jar, and if you took the most important stuff that you have to do in business and in life, and you put those in the jar first, so you make sure they get done. And then you come by with the medium rocks. And these are the secondary things that are important, but not as important as the big rock thing. And you fill those up. And then you come back with something like sand, and that fills in the nooks and crannies. And that's kind of the really less important, the least important things in life, but it fills a gap and it makes for a nice round of life. And then to completely fill up the bowl in its entirety, you pour a liquid like water in there, and then it just fills everything up. And all that water represents pretty much total minutia. So my philosophy is that if you get the big rocks right, and if you get the big rocks in business right, if you get the big rocks in life right, then the end of life and the end of your business will go pretty much how you want it to go. But if you don't even have a game plan, and I mean a written game plan, then you're going to be lost. It's just going to be near impossible to get anywhere. It's almost like, you know, if you set sail with no rudder and you just let the wind blow where the wind blows and you're not steering or you're not anything, and what happens? You get shipwrecked because ultimately the wind is going to drive the boat right up on land and you can't navigate what you need to navigate. So you get to the big rocks at the end. So my first company out of college was a swimming pool company. And I grew that with a partner into the world's largest swimming pool management company. We had three offices. We were doing $12 million a year back in 95 when I sold it. And that's like $25 million today. So imagine having a $25 million lifeguard business. I mean, we managed 500 facilities. I had a staff of 3,000 teenage lifeguards, three offices, 30, good God, at least 30 trucks, 50 full-time employees, another 50 full-time seasonal employees, and then, of course, all those headache lifeguards. And it made a shit ton of money. But God, was it hard. And boy, did I not enjoy the actual business. I love building it. I love putting procedures. I like to start from zero and build it up into a great company and ultimately sell it one day. But boy, the day-to-day running, the getting yelled at 12 times a day, literally 12 times a day, screamed at because my lifeguard decided not to come back from the beach and open the pool. And there's 100, you know, people clamoring to get in the pool on a 100-degree day. And the resident manager or the property manager calling me up, telling me that, Steve, you're a piece of shit. Your lifeguards are a piece of shit, and your company's a piece of shit. I got this 12 times a day. And then in addition to that, oh, by the way, I got sued for every goddamn thing. I'm going to do a whole podcast on the top three ridiculous reasons that I got sued. And I'll give you a hint. I got sued and lost because I refused to hire a deaf person to lifeguard. They wanted me to put a deaf person in a lifeguard chair and watch these people. And wait till I unravel that story for you. It'll just blow you away. But anyways, the pool company made me a ton of money. I was knocking out $800,000 a year in my last 3 years in business. That was 93, 94, 95. That's almost $1.5 million a year. Now I'm upper 30s. I'm 36, 37, 38 years old, making $1.5 million a year. And then they hand me $4 million to walk away to sell my shares out, which I did. That's like $8 or $10 million today. So I was rocking and rolling. So I got out of that company and I went to the gym. I went home. My wife goes, hey, Steve, what are you going to do now? And I'm like, geez, I don't know. You know, I've just spent 15 years with this company. I just want to relax. She goes, bullshit. You're fat. You're going to the gym. Well, so I went to the gym. And within a couple of months, I actually became a spinning instructor. Now, I'm in front of the classroom. I got 20 bikes all around me. This is indoor cycling exercise class. For those of you who don't know what spinning is, I got the microphone cranking up the tunes. I'm the pump me up guy. And I just entertain them the whole time. And I loved it. And I was changing lives. And people were saying stuff to me about that. Steve, this is amazing. I've lost 30 pounds, 40 pounds, and your classes are so much fun. And the point is, year after year, I started teaching in two, three different gyms, like 11 classes a week, and I made a total of $18,000. And I'm like, something's not right. You know, I had a job where I built a business, but I really felt like a glorified plumber slash babysitter, really, is what I felt like. And society was paying me $1.5 million to do this in today's money. And then I go do something that brings a lot of people joy, changes a lot of lives, and society says, hey, you're not worth any money. And I'm like, this is not right. There must be a job somewhere that changes lives, brings people joy, is a lot of fun to do, and it makes a lot of money. Enter the pawn business. I started this pawn business the day after the planes crashed into the World Trade Towers. Now, I went from a pool company that I had $10 million insurance with to a pawn company the day after the planes crashed into the towers, and nobody was given insurance for anything. I'm like, I dig holes in the ground that are 2 feet deep, and nobody would give me insurance. I finally ultimately came up with that. But the point is, I found a job that was fun. It changed people's lives. I mean, a third of the people, when I plugged in the waterfall, I built ponds, waterfalls, that kind of thing, fish, lilies, lights, maybe a patio, little fire pit next to the pond. You know, these are things that just bring people joy and closer together. And I figured out of the way in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years of doing that, I was banking about $400,000 a year. And so here's a job that was fun, was changing lives, and I could actually make a living wage doing it. And I thought, okay, this is the important part stuff in life. And not only that, when I started this company, I had a mantra, and we put it up on the wall in the pond company. It said, have fun. That was number one. I want to have fun at work. Number two, it's got to change lives. And that's the lives of everybody around me, plus the lives of the people I'm building these features for. And three, it has to make money. And I'm proud to have all those things in there. So let me ask you a question. Currently, are you trapped inside of a company that you hate? Are you trapped and frustrated? That's how I was in my pool business. Except for the money. And except for growing it, but once it was mature and the running of the company, I was trapped, frustrated, and I hated it. Is that you? Is that your life right now? Do you have a life? Your life itself. Do you have a life that you actually believe you need a vacation from at the moment? Yeah, that's the goal. Let's build a life that you love, that you just want it, that you feel like you're on vacation all the time. Let's build a company that is thriving and that floats your boat and feeds your soul. How about that? And it doesn't have to be glorified. If you're a painter, Jesus Christ, you just step back and look how you just changed that house. You took it from ugly, faded paint to bright, vibrant, brilliant, living home. I mean, you can gain pleasure in anything that you do.
Fighters, you ready to level up? You're going to want to listen closely because the doors to Battleground are about to swing open with an incredible offer for a limited time. I can't share more than that right now. All I have to say is we got some good stuff coming your way real soon. Join the Battleground waitlist today and be the first to seize this opportunity and supercharge your life and your business. Do not let FOMO get the best of you this time. Head to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and get ready to win your greatest battles. I'm out.
So I want to explain to you about these rocks, because I think the most important rocks that you can have are called deathbed rocks. You know, Warren Buffett, he said he has a couple of rules. And his second rule was write your will and spend the rest of your life trying to live up to it. In other words, write your own eulogy. Who's around you in your final hour on this planet? Who are they and what are they saying about you? Whatever you want to hear, whatever you're hoping they say about you, That's your deathbed rocks. Those are the rocks that go into that bowl of life first. They might be things like for me, I just want to know I checked out and I made a difference. I made a difference. I also, for me, I don't want to end up like my dad. He just withered away at the end. I mean, he sat for the last 25 years watching the Golf Channel. He was not engaging or anything. I want a healthy, vibrant, engaging life. So I'm going to take the things that are important to me and put those in the jar first. And all my major business goals, because the business, a thriving business, a business that makes you money, that can set you up and springboard you into having the life that you want. I mean, just for instance, if you can do this one simple thing, if you can make enough money in your business so you never have money worries, like think about last year, the last 12 months, how many problems did you have in the last 12 months that are any way, shape, or form attached to money? For most of us, it's 90% of all of our problems were somehow attached or focused on money. And if you could run a business, so at least you could just remove the money. So you never have to order at a restaurant for the right side of the menu where the prices are. You get what you want. You don't even know what a gallon of gas costs. You don't know what a gallon of milk costs or groceries. You just walk into whatever store. You just buy what you want. If they're $100, $200, who cares? If $100 or $200 ever touches you in any way, shape, or form, you're not making enough money. The deathbed rocks are fueled by certain things. And one of those things is the business that you're running right now. So you have a thriving enough business that hopefully doesn't just feed your soul, but at least feed your wallet, feed your bank account so you can fund all the great things that you want to do. I mean, I'm a huge proponent in making a shit ton of money because if you have a shit ton of money and you're a giving person, you will share that with all those around you. And it's just not your immediate family. It's your extended family and then your friends. And that ripple effect goes across the entire universe many times over. Money is good. All money does is reveal the person. It doesn't make the person. If you were a dick before you got rich and then you get rich, you're going to be a super dick. But if you were a nice person, a giving person before you got rich, then after you get rich, you're going to be a saint because you'll do the same thing. You will now help more people, give away more money, make more good things happen to good people that help, that need the help. I mean, the greatest joy you'll ever experience in your entire life is helping another human being on this planet reach their full potential. That's what Maslow's talking about with the hierarchy of needs and the top of the pyramid. All that really means, the very tippy top, when you're quote unquote self-actualized, that just means that in your head, you lived up to your own potential. Think about this right now. Think about the person you could be. Think about the person, if you did everything right, you would want to be. And how off from that person is your reality? What person are you? What person are you going to die like? What person are you going to act between birth and death? How are you going to do all that stuff? It is not easy, but you can, with a few guiding tools, just go, you know, when I get to the end of all this, I want it to be a lot, hell of a lot of fun. I want to know I made a big difference. I want to know I changed some lives. I want to know I was a plus on this planet. So in addition to writing your own obituary and then spending the rest of your life trying to live up to it, Warren Buffett's first rule is, he said, you know, I know a lot of rich people that died without any friends, but I don't know of a soul who is kind that died alone. So his biggest message is be kind. He's the number one investor in the planet. His whole mission, his whole goal, the way his philosophy to run these companies he has, he just treats them with respect like human beings, and he's kind to them. This is exactly how I ran all my companies that were the ones that were successful, which were three out of four of them. I just was very employee focused. I just did what was right by them first. Me and my company and my money came last. Because I know if I took care of them and if I made them rich, then in return, I would get rich tenfold, which is exactly what happened. Think about that. If you take care of others first, if you have a serving mentality, in other words, the general notion that you are here on this planet to serve other people, I told you that's a secret to happiness. Helping other people is a true secret to happiness, at least for me. I started a group many years ago. We ran it for 2 years, and I think it was ahead of its time, and it was called The Five, and it stood for five Fs. It stood for family, friends, fitness, finance, and freedom. And for me, you can add your own Fs in there, you know, faith. But if you put all those things together, that will end up to be the well-rounded life that you like. What you're doing now by listening to me, you have this whole business thing and you're struggling with it, and that's the only reason you're listening to me. I mean, not too many multimillionaires that are killing it with two or three different companies are coming on listening to Steve. So I know you got problems, and I know you need to fix this problem with your business so that can fuel the rest of your life and fuel a life that you want. And I'm just telling you, and here's the secret. In business and in person, you need to be kind. You need to treat other human beings with respect. You need to treat them like you want to be treated. Think about the new employees you bring in. How do you treat them? Do you really guide them for a good week or two or three into their new role? I mean, they're scared shitless. They don't know what's going on. All they want to do is come in and make you happy. Or did you just throw them into the field going, guys, have at them and let the wolves teach the new guy? That's not the way to do it. If you put your own son out there, would you just throw him out there? Or your own daughter, would you just throw her out there? No, I don't think you would. I think you would nurture them. And that's what these employees need. I mean, I got to tell you, I think 90% of the employees that never worked out for employers is because of the employer. I can tell you now, I ruined so many thousands of good people because I didn't know the art of how to indoctrinate someone into my world, my business, so they love it. Once I learned that golden rule, I never had employee problems again. I mean, I got problems like everybody, but it wasn't a shortage of people wanting to work for me. I had the whole, 19 years I had the pod business. I had more people than I needed and people in the wings because they would tell their friends because I treated them like gold. I gave them everything they wanted, including wages that were way above, 50% above, sometimes double above the market rate. Because they know in their hearts that what was in my heart was to take care of them first and me second. And because I did that, I got very wealthy and I got to grow these businesses, sell them all off, and sit in a position at 66 years old now that I got 25 more years to go on this planet. And I don't have the money problem anymore. So all I got to do is focus on family, friends, fitness, finance. I got to think about it. And that will give me the freedom to have exactly the life I want. And that's what I want for you. Freedom. We all come to this podcast. We all come to the battleground. We all come to the contractor fight for one main reason. And we start a business for one main reason. We want some type of freedom. And being kind to everyone on this planet is one of the easiest ways I know to get there. So I hope you take this for what it's worth. This is Steve from the Battleground signing off. Until next time, have a fantastic week.